Book 3. Time passed quickly. Gilgamesh said, "Now we must travel to the cedar forest, where the fierce monster Humbaba lives. We must kill him and drive out evil from the world." Enkidu sighed. His eyes filled with tears. Gilgamesh said, "Why are you sighing? Why, dear friend, do your eyes fill with tears?" Enkidu answered, "Dear friend, a scream sticks in my throat. My arms are limp. I knew that country when I roamed the hills with the antelope and deer. The forest is endless. It spreads far and wide for 1,000 miles. What man would dare to penetrate its depths?" Gilgamesh said, "Listen, dear friend, even if the forest goes on forever, I have to enter it, climb its slopes, cut down a cedar that is tall enough to make a whirlwind as it falls to earth." Enkidu said, "But how can any man dare to enter the cedar forest? It is sacred to Enlil. Hasn't he declared its entrance forbidden? Hasn't he put Humbaba there to terrify men? We must not go on this journey. We must not fight this creature. His breath spews fire. His voice booms like thunder. His jaws are deaf. He can hear all sounds in the forest, even the faintest rustling among the leaves. He will hear us 100 miles away. Who among men or gods could defeat him? Humbaba is the forest's guardian. Enlil put him there to terrify men. Whoever enters will be struck down by fear." Gilgamesh answered, "Why, dear friend, do you speak like a coward? What you just said is unworthy of you. It grieves my heart. We are not gods. We cannot ascend to heaven. No, we are mortal men. Only the gods live forever. Our days are few in number, and whatever we achieve is a puff of wind. Why be afraid, then, since sooner or later death must come? Where is the courage you have always had? If I die in the forest on this great adventure, won't you be ashamed when people say Gilgamesh met a hero's death battling the monster Humbaba, and where was Enkidu? He was safe at home. You were raised in the mountains. With your own hands you have killed marauding lions and wolves. You are brave. Your heart has been tested in combat. But whether you come along or not, I will cut down the tree. I will kill Humbaba. I will make a lasting name for myself. I will stamp my fame on men's minds forever." Gilgamesh bolted the 7 gates of great walled Uruk, and the people gathered. Crowds of them poured out into the streets. Gilgamesh sat on his throne. The crowds pressed in to hear him. Gilgamesh spoke, "Hear me, elders of great walled Uruk. I must travel now to the cedar forest, where the fierce monster Humbaba lives. I will conquer him in the cedar forest. I will cut down the tree. I will kill Humbaba. The whole world will know how mighty I am. I will make a lasting name for myself. I will stamp my fame on men's minds forever." Then Gilgamesh turned to the young men and spoke, "Hear me, young men of great walled Uruk, warriors and comrades who have fought at my side. I will journey to meet the monster Humbaba. I will walk a road that no man has traveled. I will face a combat that no man has known. Give me your blessing before I leave, so that I may come back from the cedar forest victorious and see your faces again. Once again may I celebrate the new year with you in the streets of great walled Uruk, to the lyre's sound and the beat of the drums."